All right, world. What's up? It's your girl, Sylves, flying solo today. Some of us have to work, aka Sky. So I'm going to hold it down, but I do have a very fun guest with me today. I have North Carolina Courage star, board member for the NWSL Players Association, board member for the Black Women's Players Collective, and all around badass, Brianna Pinto here with us today. Brianna, how are you doing?
I am so well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. We're happy to have you join us today. We're going to jump in just a few moments about a really exciting event that you all have coming up. By that, I mean the Black Women's Players Collective. But first things first, how are you feeling? I believe you missed the game on Saturday. So just for the public to know, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I just suffered a little bit of a knock, so I'll be out for a little bit. But I'm looking forward to being back soon.
All right. Well, we'll certainly miss you on the pitch until you return. So again, just wanted to check in first and foremost, see how you were doing. And before we get into it, also, you have your own foundation. So is there anything that you'd like to plug or talk about? I know your family does some really cool work as well.
Yeah, Pinto Football Foundation is dedicated to dismantling the structural and financial barriers to participation in the game of soccer. And we do that through free clinics. It's very similar to the work that I do with the BWPC. And I feel like there's a lot of synergies there. And it's why I'm so passionate to serve as a board member with this organization, because we're looking to advance the sport in underserved communities and specifically with Black kids to make sure that there's proper representation in our sport. So it's a little something that I do in my own community, but I would love to continue to expand it all across the country.
Well, that's absolutely lovely. That's a mission we can definitely get behind here at Shea Butter, and a perfect transition into why you're here today. So we're here to talk about the Next Wave National Showcase. So this is a collaboration between Black Women's Players Collective, Black Stars, and Allstate. Can you just tell us a bit about the event overall, the dates, where it's going to take place, and just a bit of an overview about what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Allstate Next Wave National Showcase is going to be a soccer event where we invite 20 to 30 of the top performing Black female soccer players from high schools across the country to Prairie View University. And we think this is going to be a fantastic event because it will enable us to give them just a comprehensive experience of what it's like to be at the highest levels of the game, be in a competitive environment, but also get the educational components off the field. So they'll do a little bit of career planning, college prep sessions, as well as nutrition and mental health sessions.
That's really cool. I think a lot of people forget about some of the off the field components. And can you talk about the significance of combining that and maybe discuss some of the on the field components and how that maybe helps make a well-rounded player?
So first and foremost, we want to make sure that this is an environment where all of the participants thrive. And we want to ensure that they get all of the competitive components of being in that environment and also have the resources to thrive off the field and in years in the future. This is really important to us because we want them to go from the youth ranks to college and then eventually professionally. And we want to create those pathways. So they'll be exposed to a network of coaches, scouts, agents, and club directors, which will kind of make their community in the sport of soccer so that they have resources to point to as they climb the ranks. But again, we want to equip them with the resources to not only be a great soccer player, but also to be a great human being as well.
And you're doing this showcase, obviously, to highlight Black girls in the sport of soccer. Can you talk about some of the barriers that exist for young Black women who want to play this sport at a high level or a professional level?
I think a lot of it comes down to representation. With the BWPC, we want to make sure that we serve as great role models for them. And for these players, they're looking to build their own careers. And I think the more pathways we create to ensure that they are not only valued as a player and a human being, but also exposed to top level competition where they'll learn on the field and grow as players. I think this is going to be just an incredible event, specifically with the point we're in with soccer in our nation. We think this could be the most transformative period of soccer in America, and we want to capitalize on that by creating more opportunities for Black women to be in the sport, because historically we have not made up a large percentage of professional leagues. In the NWSL, we currently make up 12%, and we'd love to increase that so that they know that they have a place in our sport. So again, we're really excited about this event, and we think it will impact just the youth landscape for years to come.
And can you speak a bit about where some of these players may be coming from, what this event might be piggybacking off of? I know there's been a smaller version of this that started in 2021. So just where are you looking for the talent?
So the BWPC board members, as well as a network of coaches and scouts, will suggest players to be selected for this event. But we're trying to make sure that it's top level competition, and we want to make sure that these girls are committed to making this the best event that it can be. So I know that I personally mentored a couple girls in the past, and I've recommended them for this event, and I hope that they get the most out of it. So it is a wide range of people who have experience at various levels in the sport that are making recommendations of who will be selected to the final roster.
And one of the other barriers, obviously, to soccer, particularly for young people of all backgrounds, is financial. Is this a program where the participants will have to pay, or is that going to be covered as one less barrier for the participants?
Yeah, we're inviting all of these participants to the event, and we'll cover the cost so that they can be there and participate in fully. But we know that, participation is exclusionary and cost prohibitive for a lot of families, and has contributed to the lack of diversity in our sport, especially in America. So the BWPC is looking to combat this by making the game more accessible. And one of the ways to do that is by inviting a specific group of people to be celebrated and create a sense of community with in the sport.
And you mentioned earlier that the event will be taking place at Prairie View A&M, which is a historically Black college or university. And can you talk a bit about the significance of holding it there and the role potentially of HBCU and emerging HBCU soccer programs in getting more Black women into the sport?
We thought this would be a perfect location for this event, because we do want to highlight HBCU, specifically Prairie View University, because HBCUs have been the backbone of the Black American society, just giving educational opportunities, but also athletic opportunities. And it's centrally located, and we want to pull girls from both coasts and make sure that it's an area that everybody can get to, but also there'll be good weather in November. And then lastly, we want to support and uplift HBCU athletics, because historically they've been overlooked when it comes to top level competition in the sport of soccer. So if we can sort of create a pathway for maybe Prairie View University to be on the map in the women's soccer world, maybe that can be just a marker of success after the weekend. So we're really excited about it. We think they have an incredible staff. They have a wide range of educated people who are going to impact these girls, in addition to the people from Black Star, BWPC, and Allstate, who will also be present. So we just hope that everyone overseeing this event really pours into all of the high schoolers that will be in attendance.
And will BWPC members be helping with the trainings, and will they potentially be playing some 11v11s or 5-a-sides with the players?
I know I'll be there. I don't plan on playing just because it's like after the end of the season, but we'll definitely be there just to celebrate them and cheer them on, and also offer pointers because off the field component is really what's most important to me personally. I would love to just share advice of what my experience has been like and what other people's experiences have been like, just so that we can really see each other eye to eye and understand that everyone's walk looks a little bit different, but no one's walk is less or more important than the other. And, we, again, want to create a sense of community where, they feel free to reach out to us if they have questions as they navigate their collegiate and professional journeys.
And you talk about everybody's walk being a little bit different. Can you speak a little bit about yours and maybe who you saw that was part of, you know, representation. If you can see it, you can be it for yourself. And, you know, where does that come from for you as you continue your professional career?
Yeah, well, the first player that comes to mind was Crystal Dunn. She's someone that has actually been a huge mover and shaker in the BWPC since it started. And she's someone I watched at Carolina and watched with the U.S. Women's National Team. But I think the generation before her looked up to Brianna Scurry and really celebrated the work that she did with the U.S. Women's National Team. I think now we're seeing more of a trend where Black women are having more of a presence on the U.S. Women's National Team and making a name for themselves. And we're really proud of that. But we can want to continue to water our community and our demographic to ensure that we can have sustained success. And then also that our storytelling of like how we got to where we are is accurately told. So that's why we bring in an organization like Black Star, because they're in at the intersection of like entertainment and media, but also sport. And I think they'll do a great job of capturing this event and ensuring that it is fully told in what the mission is, to which is to make soccer more accessible, but also celebrated within the Black community. So more specific to my journey, it's just I didn't have a ton of Black teammates at the youth level, like at least in club soccer, but it's increased over time. And I think that's been a really beautiful thing in terms of understanding my own identity. And I just hope that with my platform and my career that I would be a light to someone else, specifically the next generation of young Black women, and encourage them to know that they can too be here very soon.
Lovely. I love that answer. And you talked a bit about, are we talking a bit about BWPC? Can you, for those who might have come to the league later and don't know the story, can you just explain a bit about BWPC's journey to here and how it started?
Yeah, BWPC, again, is really investing in getting more Black girls into sport in safe, equitable ways. And a lot of the ways we've done that are through mini pitch initiatives. We've launched those with the Boys and Girls Clubs across the country, usually during championship weekend. We've had a partnership with Adidas, which has been great. And they've given us a lot of resources just to run clinics and give equipment to our communities. And the BWPC is really looking to leverage all of our relationships to ensure that we have the largest impact on the greater soccer community. And we have several players on various teams in the NWSL, and we hope to really lean into their leadership on their, not only their teams, but also in those respective markets, and make sure that we tap into the young Black girls that play sports and soccer in those areas. So, yeah, I'm really proud of just how far the BWPC has come in just a few short years and the impact that they're having across the nation.
Thank you. That's lovely. I like to have people hear about where it started, where it's going, things of that nature. I won't keep you too much longer. So I have one more question. What for you would make the event its most successful? So what does the successful execution of this look like for you and for the BWPC? And then what would you hope for it to be in the future?
I want the girls to leave asking to come back next year. And I hope that an attendee or multiple attendees one day reach the NWSL. And I hope that they would be able to tell about this experience and what it meant to them to not only have people that they could look up to, but an environment that fostered the belief that they could live out their dreams. So, you know, people have asked us, you know, is this going to be an annual event? At this point, we don't know, but we want to make sure that we take all the steps to do it right so that every participant has a comprehensive experience where they're enriched both academically and also athletically.
Awesome. I think that's great. And then, of course, this is Shea Butter FC, so I can't let you go without asking a few non-football related questions. Do you have a song, artist, or album of the moment that you're feeling right now?
The first thing that came to mind is Kalani, Folded. I really like that song. I'm a huge Justin Bieber fan, so it's been cool to get some new music recently. But yeah, those are the two that come to mind.
I did not know you were a believer.
I have been a believer since like the beginning of time. Unfortunately, right. I was supposed to go see him in concert and I missed it for a youth national team camp in my own state. So maybe one day.
And then you are in North Carolina, so I have to ask vinegar or mustard for your barbecue?
Vinegar, 100%. Vinegar-based barbecue.
Vinegar. All right. Hopefully it doesn't get you in too much trouble with some
try
people.
Try it. If you haven't tried it, it's really good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then what is your favorite thing to eat?
I love sushi. Sushi or ice cream. Yeah.
Ooh, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Anything with like chocolate. Yeah. I usually get some sort of like chocolate brownie or chocolate chip cookie dough with like coffee flavored ice cream on the side. So okay, like I'll usually like mix those two.
Like a mocha.
Yeah. I love those.
And then of course you're in North Carolina. So my very last question, you've probably had to answer this before. What's your cookout order?
My cookout order. Wow. I haven't had a cookout since probably high school, but I love the tray. I'll get a burger with lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, like the works, ketchup, mustard. And then I get hush puppies. And you can get, sometimes I'll get french fries. And then I get a peanut butter fudge milkshake.
Well, all right.
So like hush puppies or french fries, but yeah.
Hush puppies or french fries. Do you dip in the shake?
100%. 100%. Okay. You put the fries in the shake. Yes. Right. But if I'm going to eat the fries separately, I use honey mustard. It's kind of whack, but love honey mustard.
It's a pretty solid condiment. Like you can't really go wrong with it. So I definitely get that. Well, Brianna, thank you so much for your time. I know you've had a busy day your day off. So thank you so much for sharing this information with us. We're really, really excited here at Shea Butter about this event, and we can't wait to see it and see you there.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Same. And shout out to our squad members. Stay tuned for more coming, and please support Black Women's Players Clutch. Peace out. All in place, you know I'm hoping they line up. Ooh. I've been watching pieces fall in place, you know I'm hoping they line up.